news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House and Republicans happy with last night's congressional address in which President Trump declared,
"Citizens, America is back."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has reaction.
They feel that he set the right tone, that it was optimistic, I'm told. That was the word that one White House official just used to describe this to me. Look, the president did what he came to do in the sense that he laid out everything that he's done in the last 44 days in office, that flurry of executive actions, trying to really crystallize for the American people what he's done so far, also trying to sell some of what he's done, especially when it comes to DOGE and these efforts to overhaul the federal government.
Democrats sat on their hands during the speech or held up signs that said false during many of the president's statements. Ukrainian President Zelensky says on X the Oval Office blow up last week was regrettable and he stands ready to work on a lasting peace for his country. This is ABC News. New York Mayor Eric Adams is set to testify before Congress today on the city's response to the Trump administration's immigration plan. ABC's Phil Tate is on Capitol Hill.
Mayor Adams is in our nation's capital, and he's set to testify before the House committee in just hours. He'll be one of three other mayors that will be questioned on immigration enforcement as well as their sanctuary city policies. But Mayor Adams is set apart from the other three mayors from Boston, Chicago, and Denver who will testify, not only because of his public questioning of New York City law, rather his relationship with the Trump administration after the president's Justice Department directed prosecutors to drop his corruption charges.
Vietnam generates a big part of its economy through tourism and fishing, and both things are in danger of disappearing because the coral reefs of Nha Trang. They have dried up because of overfishing, climate change, and pollution. Environmental experts are warning of better management to safeguard the vital and threatened ecosystems. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Warning, if you're thinking about surgery to fix your chronic joint pain, stop, because surgery can be risky, painful, and come with a lengthy recovery time. But there is an alternative, a groundbreaking therapy that revitalizes damaged tissue with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. QC Kinetics has successfully treated tens of thousands of patients, freeing them from pain in their knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints. Before you resort to invasive surgery, find out if you're a candidate for this advanced regenerative therapy by calling 920-520-2331. Don't let chronic pain dictate your life any longer, and don't risk surgery. Learn more about the joint pain therapy endorsed by professional athletes and available now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. To find out if you're eligible, request a free consultation from QC Kinetics. You owe it to yourself to learn more about this surgery-free alternative with no drugs and no downtime. Call QC Kinetics today, 920-520-2331, 920-520-2331.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed a video at halftime where first three steps, we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. Right now it's 37.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada are in place. What does that mean for us at the grocery store? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
What? There we go. Pete comes in here, right? This happened again last night. So yeah. Here we are.
Getting... Mess with our stuff.
All right, now we're good. We're good.
Oh, man, I'm tired from...
From what, John?
6 mile walk this morning around town.
Yeah, okay.
6 bleeping miles.
Yeah. When I left the Heights last night, you were looking pretty comfortable on that bar stool.
I walked it off this morning. Oh, is that why you're feeling a little
That's
under the
weather? That's what he said. I said, did you get
home? You know what song I had in my mind the whole time?
What?
Walking in the rain with the one I love.
Nice, good play.
1974?
I said to...
Neil Sedaka? Paul Anka? One of those guys. I get
Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Laughter in the Rain?
Oh, Laughter. I thought it was Walking in the Rain.
No.
Oh, Laughter.
I hear Laughter in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was... Okay.
I said to John, did you watch...
But Rainy Days and Mondays always get me down. Karen Carpenter.
There you go.
She's the only really skinny girl I ever had a crush on. What?
From the mind of Mino.
Yeah.
I usually like him a little more something at a time.
Okay.
I don't get into that.
Brain drops anyway, keep falling on my head.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You know, I just saw that movie the other day. I had never seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'm like
Boy,
the only
old.
Guy.
That that's the 70s.
That was 1969.
Oh.
But Frank Zappa's a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I got a text where I finally saw the Bob Dylan movie, Complete Unknown. Loved it. Shame it didn't win one Oscar. Can't wait to see Dylan April 6th in Green Bay. Man, how did we not get tickets for that? We gave, you know who we gave that to? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Your intern.
He does not know who Bob Dylan is.
No, but remember we told him, we said, hey, you got a job to do today. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Get on the horn. As soon as the tickets are for sale, here's our credit card numbers.
Oh,
get us some tickets.
We gave him the assignment.
Remember that?
Okay, yeah, that I remember. How's it doing, Ryan?
We get on that tickets, assignment. Man? Let's get on that assignment, Ryan. Wow.
We just got a text. Yeah. This is your song, Mino.
Oh, I remember this one.
Fool in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Nicely done. Nicely done. But yeah, how can we... Bob Dylan's coming to town and we're not going.
Widener. Right?
I can honestly say, you know, I always tell people, when I was at Arizona State, I am so proud that I got shot down by the hottest co-eds in America, okay? I can proudly say that I have missed out on the biggest entertainers in the world coming to Green Bay, and I rue everyone. I can't believe I didn't go see the Eagles. Can't believe I didn't go see McCartney just for the sake of seeing McCartney.
Yeah.
Can't believe I didn't see Billy Joel. Can't believe I didn't see Rod Stewart. Can't believe I didn't see Elton John.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're done, basically. I mean... Not done, done, but I mean, it's...
Oh, those...
They could go at any time,
that,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, Eagles are gone, of course.
Right.
McCartney's not doing anything else.
Did Elton John say he's done?
Elton John's done.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. We missed it. We missed out on it.
Why do you miss those things? Do you forget, or do you...
Cheap. Usually two.
Then why don't you know what you should do?
I boycotted the Eagles, who's one of my favorite bands of all time. Love everything they've ever done. But it's $100 a ticket or $200 a ticket or something. It's like, I'm drawing the line there. It's like,
I know you're not in this category, but this is what I tell my people who are.
Although, may I say one thing real quick? I am $200 richer today than I was yesterday at this
time. You are. That you are. I was there.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian from the Heights. The great contest that they do. You know what I did is I bought everybody a drink then afterwards.
You didn't.
You knew that was a lie while he was saying it.
Why don't you let me live out my dream in my head?
I wonder how much of that 200 you have left, because when I left, you were. And then I said to him this morning, I said, hey, did you get home time to watch, you know, State of the Union address? He goes, no, I stayed a while.
Well, you got, I mean, that you,
well, you win
$200. When you win, you got to give some of it back.
Absolutely. And hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, that. Yeah, I probably would have stayed too had I won. But
I've got to tell you, I mean, I know Heights is one of our sponsors, but that upstairs room, if you haven't been there, and if you've got a Christmas party or an office.
Birthday party.
Whatever it is, that room's spectacular.
We had our Christmas party there a couple weeks ago, and not only was the atmosphere great, but the service was great, and the food was. Yeah.
Pete said that last night. Yeah. I told him, I said, where are you going? I'm going to the Heights. He goes, oh, yeah, that was
great.
Can't beat it.
Yeah. Can't beat it.
Pete's losing a little weight.
What's that?
Pete's losing a little weight.
Oh, is he?
Pete Schwabe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working on it.
He is.
Yeah.
I never thought of him as overweight. Is he?
I don't know.
You know, 20 pounds, right?
Maybe. Isn't everybody? I think he did the same thing we did around the holidays. You get that little scoop up a little
bit.
No,
but you can tell. Because I haven't seen him, but it's like, wow, you look good.
You didn't
Pete?
See him since the Christmas party 2 weeks ago?
You know what? He was sitting.
That's right.
I mean, he was.
He
was.
That's right.
You know what's so funny is this week, I don't know why I decided, like this week, I said, this is the week now. I mean, I got my birthday coming up. I got a goal, what I'm going to be down to. You know, it's nice to have those goals.
It's Ash Wednesday.
It's at, you know, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's like this. So the other night, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Waverly's in Two Rivers, get a 20-inch meat lover's pizza. You know, it's like, that's all right. I'm starting.
Exactly. That's fine. That's.
Yeah.
Okay. So today's the day? Today's the day for me.
Yeah, but it's like yesterday, Dom brings in the Putschkeys.
Oh, yeah. Saw that.
Kevin brings in other things.
Yeah.
We go do the thing, Todd, in one of the videos. We'll be talking about this with Landon tomorrow. Go to the crowd and goes, hey, you guys can't leave. Got a pizza coming out. Meat lovers with a big thing.
Oh, God.
I tell you what. It's like, I said, no, I'm really not that hungry. They make their own crust. Oh. They, the mushrooms, they slice them up and saute them in garlic. And
big then
they,
mushrooms.
And then they put them on the pizza. I mean, it's not like, you know, sometimes people just put pizza on and
they saute them in butter and garlic.
Right. And then they put
you
those
could
on.
Eat just the mushrooms.
Right. We're picking them off. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, I'm with you on that. Just added to the diet today.
Hey, you got to splurge once in a while.
I know.
Yeah. You
well,
do,
I did that
right?
all because, of course, it was Shrove Tuesday. That's because it was Fat Tuesday.
Right.
But today I would have to say no to
but
all
when
that.
You're coming right off of your little chart, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
In the obesity chart.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yesterday.
You know what I mean? That's in my mind.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't have the diagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that wasn't
the drawing of the eye.
It wasn't any surprise.
Sarah says you can buy resale tickets for about three times the price. Yeah, Sarah. Today is, I was just telling you, I saw the forecast from Marquette. Can you look it up real quick,
yeah,
Todd?
Yeah, I'll do that.
It sounds horrific up in the UP right now. I mean, like, horrific. They said around Marquette, 50 mile by Lake Superior, 50-mile-an-hour winds. And at one time, at least maybe they've changed it, but at one time they were saying 20 inches of snow.
But expect with this storm. How happy the snowmobilers and skiers are.
They've had it all winter.
No. I mean,
up there they do.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, around here, yeah. But up there, those trails.
Spring break coming up.
Out in the woods.
I'll see if I can make that big enough for you.
Thank you. That's what.
That's what she said.
It's 6:13.
The show came to an end on a
That's
rainy
right.
morning.
It was an early morning.
Blizzard warning in effect until 1 o'clock on Thursday morning. Heavy snow, blizzard conditions, 8 to 12 inches along the lakeshore, and between 14 and 20 in the higher terrain of the Huron Mountains.
Mishigami.
Yep. High winds, 40 to 50 mile an hour.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
20 inches and 40 mile an hour winds. Welcome to the UP.
Oh, nice day to stay home.
You know, they won't.
No, they probably
won't. They won't.
They probably won't.
They won't. Yeah. No, they won't. It is rainy here in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. 38 degrees, 38 in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Oshkosh forecast. Rain switching to snow. Falling temperatures just sounds like. Is that rain? Is it going to go below freezing?
No. Is it?
Will it?
I didn't look like it did.
And with all this rain, that could be.
It's going to be. It's going to go below freezing by about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh,
hey, that'll be like Dallas all over
but
again.
A week from today, 55, 60.
Is that the prediction,
mm-hmm.
or is that just you saying that?
No, that's the prediction.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll take that. Today is Chinese Doodle Day.
Nope,
no idea what that
Cheeto,
is.
Cheeto, Cheese Doodle Day. Okay.
Did I say Chinese?
So it's kind of like, you know, the big puffy Cheetos? You know what I'm talking about? The big puffy ones?
The round ones?
Yep. Well, kind of like the round ones.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
So that's what it is. I have to tell you that a...
Oh, that's what Cheese Doodle is?
Yeah. A Flaming Hot Cheeto just sold at auction for $88,000 because of the way it looks.
Oh, that's cool when they have shapes. You know,
yep.
You see like
$88,000 for a Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy.
Don't you think there's some guy in the plant kind of doing it? You know, because it's supposed to be like just
creating
random.
It like,
yeah, because it's all random. Oh, my God, look at it. It looks like Jesus, or it looks like this dog or something. Anything. I just think I would be some guy in the back saying, look, I'm going to send this through.
No disrespect to people sometimes, especially on Ash Wednesday, but. There have been so many, I see Jesus in my toast.
This isn't the day.
And they put it all.
That is true.
Isn't that true?
That is true.
Today's also, I can't pronounce that word.
Absinthe.
Day. Absinthe.
Yeah, absinthe.
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 Yep.
Absinthe. Is it absinthe?
Absinthe.
Absinthe. Yep. And what is that exactly?
I'm not sure. It's some kind of.
Is it liquor? I mean, licorice?
No, I don't think that's.
Like, no, is it licorice flavored?
I don't. I think you got the right word there, but let me look.
Absinthe is an anise-flavored spirit derived from several plants, including the flowers and leaves of something I can't say.
So that's that, okay.
It's kind of green color.
But what do you use it for then?
It's a flavor, right?
Oh, it's a flavor,
drinks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Absinthe.
Yep.
I think they need a day because nobody knows what the hell it is.
Absolutely.
So at least we're talking
absinthe.
About it. Don't think we would have talked about it if it wasn't their day.
Doesn't that feel like you're slurring absinthe? Is that how it's
pronounced? Yeah, missing your
absinthe.
Two front teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today's, of course, Ash Wednesday. Got to be honest, going to the Catholic schools back today, that was a big day, man.
And just leave those ashes. Don't take them off.
No.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a big day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Invest in Veterans Week.
That's correct.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's basically helping organizations and veterans who are in need.
Awesome. Yep. I did not know there was a week.
There is.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. Yes.
We will get somebody on. We'll talk about that today. Chocolate chip cookie week. Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, also this is
all
weeks,
week,
right?
Man.
They're changing day to week. All right. Well, that's just.
And again, I'm
not my favorite.
Not
but...
defending myself once. I'm just reiterating.
Yeah.
I'm reiterating. My mom's chocolate chip cookies looked a lot like those cookies we had at the event. That's all I'm saying. I love Josephine more than anything. But her cookies looked like the ones we had because she didn't use a lot of sugar and made the bag of chocolate chips extend for like the year.
They weren't that.
Yeah.
She didn't have that many in there.
Yes.
My sisters and I.
But they were dog biscuits, just in case anybody didn't hear what happened.
My sisters and I get together like once a month and just kind of have a round table. How you doing? Yeah. You know, blah, blah, blah. And we always bring up memories. And your conversation about the cookies and your mom's chili
and
came up.
And Kool-Aid.
And Kool-Aid came up in conversation because my mom was the same way.
I figure she was.
She could make everything last forever,
yes.
You know?
Whatever it asked for, she'd normally put in like half at the most.
Right.
Maybe a third. Yeah. We got a fun show today. We got Cheese Curd Nick, of course, coming in. We've got Tony Giese, Heritage Auction, local guy who has a phenomenal job with Heritage Auction. Back after this.
...97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Back, everybody. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor.
Go ahead and wait for a cue on that from now on. I'll give you one of those when I turn the mics on.
Cold.
Sorry, a coffee machine's a little slow today.
Yes. Blame the coffee machine.
Some days it's slower than... Look at the mess. Look at this.
So we had punchkies in the studio yesterday.
Oh my God.
And I had to clean up after y'all. That was fun.
Get the
that
chisel
was good.
Out.
And then pretty much because some of it was ground into the floor.
Right. That frosty or those fillings.
Oh, those were
I was talking to Con last night. But he didn't know what that was.
He didn't know what a punchkin is.
And he didn't know it was filled. So, you know, he's wearing it. You know, because there's so much in there.
You got to be careful.
I was surprised that I had that.
You almost have to lean over a plate.
I don't know if I had poppy seed, but.
Somebody on my inner, or my inner, the Facebook said, hey, what is your favorite flavor? I said, anything but prune. Why does anybody make anything with prunes? Even kolaches with the prunes.
No, those are pretty
give me
popular.
Raspberries.
Yeah.
Give me blueberry. But why prune? Nobody likes prunes.
I bet you it's not. Okay, I don't know if they rate those, but it's not going to be the lowest. A lot
it
of
is.
People like
prune is the lowest rated fruit there is, Jim.
You don't know.
I know. Who went to college?
All of us.
I did not, so I'll just back away from that.
Text here, Bill Jartz, of course, retiring in May from TV2.
Yeah.
You know, Bill is one of those guys who's had a phenomenal career. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal career. And the cool part, and this is almost kind of a thing that you talk about, and I give you credit, about the brain drain thing, about you don't always have to leave. I don't think Bill ever worked out of the state of Wisconsin. Bill is Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and that's helped him. I mean, taking away nothing but his time, but I'm just trying to say for these kids who think, well, I'm going to graduate from GB or St. Norbert or Lawrence or whatever, and boy, I'm going to wherever right away for the broadcasting crew. You can forge a phenomenal career in your hometown.
You can. And he went to Northwestern, so he could have.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good base jumping board to do something else. A couple things on that, though. He had a good life here.
Great.
You know, farm.
Absolutely.
Tractor.
Living in Maribel. No question.
Had he been on Good Morning America, not sure he would have had that life.
No. And that's what I'm saying, though. You don't, because I thought, I'll be totally honest with you. I mean, I mean, the UP is a different story. I could not wait to get out of the UP. I mean, I just, you know, the day I graduated from college, I was going to leave. And I'm happy I did. You know, lived in other states, did that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one time there was a job opening in Green Bay. For one of the stations, and it was reporting. They actually had a sister station in Escanaba, okay?
That would be Channel 5, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Remember that?
Three?
Yes. You're exactly. WJMN, I think?
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, they were looking for a reporter, like a feature reporter. That station Escanaba was.
Yeah.
It said Green Bay Market, but because it'd be shown in Green Bay, all right? I thought, oh my God, this is right when I was graduating from college and I was looking for a job. And I thought, oh my God, that'd be the most ideal job.
Right.
And the sports director, who I respected like you can't believe, he said, Johnny, you're gonna make a million mistakes. You're not gonna be very good. He said,
how can you not help but respect a guy like that?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not kidding, because he's like, I'm just being honest with you. The camera doesn't blink, like Dan Rather said. It's like, and this is a hard, hard job, and every mistake you made is going to be in front of people you know. Why don't you go someplace where nobody knows you and make those mistakes, and then come back, good. And then smart. You're polished.
Smart.
And how'd it work out?
Well, that's exactly what I did. I took Twin Falls, Idaho. Trust me, nobody knew where that was. I cringe now when I watch my stuff. And I remember when Larry McCarron went through so much crap when he started, because he was bad. Like everybody is when they start. And he was ridiculed for years about how terrible he was. Then he became sportscaster. He learned. Right. But I'm saying, I'm really glad I did that, where go someplace and make all those mistakes so they're not in front of your friends and family. That's the only advice I give to kids sometimes if you're being this business. You know, go cut your teeth someplace else and then come back polished. So,
yeah, it's a strategy. I don't totally agree with that, but yeah, you're going to make mistakes no matter where you are. And in front of my friends and family, those are the people that call me and say, look, man, this is what you should be doing. They're super honest.
And that's fine.
But I like that.
Yeah.
But, I think any graduate, and you get into business, you start making decisions, they're like, this is not the way to do it.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that makes sense that you go out. I just think that going out and cutting your teeth somewhere else, and I encourage people to do that. I mean, my kids are doing that right now, and I just think it's a different culture, you know, and there's a different environment you're living in.
Now?
When people leave, they experience a different culture,
right.
A different environment. I think that's really healthy.
I agree.
Because you bring the best back with you.
I totally agree.
That's why I think it's good to get out.
And just about Bill, I'll just say this. I don't know anybody that ever had something bad to say about the gentleman. And just the way he has given to the community that he worked in, he's just an outstanding guy.
No question. Not even a question.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Two old guys arguing about prunes? Yeah. Can we have a quick poll on that, Todd?
Sure.
Prunes. Yeah or no?
Okay.
Just going yeah or no. All right.
How about dates?
Same thing. Dates, prunes,
I just wanted
figs,
you to know,
they're all in that same family.
I hope he's not listening.
Who?
Got a student in my class from Jordan.
Did you bring me an orange
his
juice?
His sister.
Did you bring me an orange juice?
I did not.
Did not? Okay.
You want a first swing?
No, go ahead. You can swing. Sorry, go ahead.
His sister makes dates with chocolate, and he's bringing some Monday, so I'm going to bring him in Tuesday.
Mm.
I don't mind dates.
Me either. I told him that too. Prunes. He asked me that.
Huh? Figs are good.
Fig Newtons are the worst cookies ever made. Darn tootin', I love Fig Newtons, and they were terrible. Worst cookies ever. Weren't they?
No, I told you that's one of my favorites.
Do you ever have a real fig? Like right off the tree?
No.
I had this guy from Italy. We did a wine tasting thing at my old job, and he grew them in his backyard in Italy. He was a wine dealer.
Yeah.
And really different than you would think. Really different when you eat them like right off the tree. You wouldn't know that's
like
what you're eating.
Right?
He called it a fig.
No, but
so it was a fig tree.
Families,
are they the same thing? Figs and dates? And there's prune the same thing too? No, a prune is a plum, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
Prune is a
prune
plum.
Is a plum. All right.
I would put all three of those in the same family.
And they all suck.
Okay.
Look at the people. 14.
I don't have anything up yet.
Happy birthday, Michael Irvin, 59 years old. Gillette. I don't know who Penn Gillette is.
Penn and Teller.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
70?
I don't know who Marsha Warfield is.
She was Roz on Night Court, the bailiff.
Oh, she's still alive?
She is.
She's only 71?
She is.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you get... Sure, that's not a nine?
No, I'm sure I'm right.
Wow.
No, she was the bigger woman, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not the one that talked like this.
No, they're both dead.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
I'm wrong.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Quick break. Back up.
Woke up this morning to the sunshine. Sure as hell looks just like rain. I know where to go.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With everything that a farmer is thinking about these days, sometimes taking a break from farming can be time well invested. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Next week, dairy producers are being encouraged to take a break from farming and attend the 2025 Business Conference for the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Mitch Brunig, who's a dairy farmer himself with Mystic Valley Dairy in Roxbury, says he's made the effort to attend since 1995 and doesn't regret a moment away from the farm for that conference.
There's something for everyone there, and it's really a good conference to sort of meeting you where you're at. You know, when I first went, you know, I was intimidated. Like, I'm just this little 80-cow farmer from Roxbury, and, you know, the people that I see in the room, I just always idolized. And when you get to sort of rub shoulders and talk to them, we're all farmers. We all sort of have the same battles. Getting away from the farm and not hearing what dad and grandpa say, it probably might be one of the most powerful things a young person in the dairy industry can do. It's a great big world out there, and just because we've always done it that way doesn't mean we need to continue to do it that way.
Mitch Brunig, he's a dairy farmer from Roxbury at Mystic Valley Dairy. He'll be among the thousands that attend Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's annual business conference next Wednesday and Thursday at the Alliant Energy Center. Find details on the agenda at pdpw.org.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The shock of the tariffs seems to have worn off just a little bit in Chicago. December corn right now is up 2 at 4.49. November new crop beans are currently up 4 at 10.08. July wheat's up 6 at 5.58. Barrel cheese did drop 5 and a quarter to 1.73. 40-pound block cheese was down 11 and a half at 1.60 and a half. And double A butter dropped 9 and a half yesterday to 2.25 a pound. There's your market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. It's 39 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk a little show business with Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Rich LoCascio from Civic Media's WRJN drops by to talk pro wrestling. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Trump's address to Congress last night, about 500 protesters gathered in Houdini Plaza in Appleton. The protest, organized by the Appleton Area NOW and Fox Cities Indivisible, focused on several issues, including potential cuts to Medicaid and public schools and other federal funding cuts. Many attendees also had signs supporting the Ukraine, the LGBTQ plus community, and women's rights. After 14 years, the Greater Green Bay Chamber of Commerce will be looking for a new leader. CEO and President Lori Radke has announced she's stepping down as of August 31st. During her 14 years, Radke steered the chamber through the pandemic, a rebranding effort, developing an economic development strategic plan, and supporting the creation of nonprofits like Wello and Achieve Brown County. Fans who want to attend any of the free events at Titletown for the NFL Draft Experience or who want to watch the draft activities at Lambeau Field are encouraged to register now and secure their spot for the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, April 24th through the 26th. You can register by downloading the NFL OnePass app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Fans can also register online at nfl.com/draft access. All adults who want to attend must register, and each adult can include up to 5 children per entry. The events are free and are on a first-come, first-served basis. See our story at WGBW.fm for more information. The police investigation into the former principal of Xavier High School in Appleton has concluded. You may remember that Mike Mouthy was fired in November after a complaint was received by the Green Bay Diocese Safe Environment Office. Per protocol, school officials forwarded the information to the Appleton police, who say no charges will be filed. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Right.
And don't forget that you can go online right now at WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Click on the top craft pick and vote for your favorite right now.
Thank you very much. Got a text here. The reason Punchkis are commonly made with less popular flavors is because they would use up all the old ingredients that were available before they spoiled. Todd from DePere. Thank you, Todd.
Really?
Yeah. Sarah says, nay on the prunes. The quiz, prunes, yeah, Erno. No, 75, yes, 25. Anything else, Jim?
No. I don't. My mom didn't. Text in yet, so okay.
I told you why. I told you why there's prunes in them.
My mom texts. Oh my god, she's on Facebook, and she's
your 92-year-old mom.
She is on Facebook. I'm like, I'm not. Yes, I mean, will we have?
Good morning, Mrs. Schmidt.
Right, yes. Right.
Yeah. Good morning.
11 brothers and sisters, and I don't know how many grandchildren. 36 great grandchildren. I mean, and then I don't know how many great grandchildren, but that's her vehicle.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's in tune.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, 92.
Cheese curd, Nick?
Yes, sir.
You think you'll make it to 92?
No.
Hey, that was a little quick.
There's no delay in that answer.
The Social Security things come out. You know, this is how much you get if you retire at this age. You're way too young for that, but you'll start getting those like in 10 years.
What's that?
It's Social Security. They're going to say, look, if you start taking Social Security at 62, you're going to get this much.
I already got those papers. They send you those papers. They
really?
Tell you they tell you how much is in there.
But what they put on now, maybe I just didn't read it, but said if you're 65, the chances of you living to 90 are 1 in 7. If you're 65, the chances of you living to like 80 are 2 in 5. They put that probability on there to help you make a decision. I thought that was weird that they were actually giving you statistics on. I don't remember seeing that, but maybe it was.
Whatever that was. It wasn't a doctor, whatever I went to the other day because the doctor's on vacation or whatever. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. And I told her a thing about what that lady from the health or life insurance said to me when she did a couple of quick tests. And she goes, okay, I'm done. You got a one. I said, everything okay? She goes, yeah, you got a 1 in 5 chance of having a heart attack, stroke, or dying within 5 years. I got to go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
those aren't bad odds.
Are they? I don't know.
Well,
so that's what I mean when you're talking about what the percentage they're giving you. Is that a good percentage or no?
I don't think that's a good percentage.
Mine?
No, 80% chance you're not going to have a stroke. That's not bad. 80?
I don't know.
Well, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing.
That is,
yeah,
well, I know. Right. But
it's all on how you, it's a perspective of how you look at it.
But 1 in 5 sounds scary.
Well,
at that age,
well, yeah.
Maybe so it's not, but that's actually that's the same thing as you.
Right now. There's 5 of us in here, so that's one of us is going to get it.
See you, Ryan.
Healthiest guy in the room.
Hey,
22
yeah,
years
hey,
old.
Hey, Todd, hey. Yeah. Okay, I know Todd's not old, but he still has some old qualities amongst us.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because we're talking to Ryan. I said, Ryan, I know you're doing, you're tearing into the donuts that Nick brought. Oh, no, I'm allergic to them, blah, blah, blah. I said, you are to donuts? Yeah, oh, yeah, so and so. And Todd's like, oh, to be like that.
To be young again.
I said, I'd be 45 pounds less if I was allergic to donuts.
Well, speaking of the whole stroke and all that other stuff you're talking about, I just seen a meme last night on Facebook. Maybe it's not a meme. Maybe it is a true thing. It says you retire at 62 and the life expectancy is like 73. So you have 11 years to enjoy your life. It's like start enjoying your life now and not the last 11
years
of your life.
And that's kind of true. But the thing is, okay, that's for the guy that's digging ditches that hates his job. If you love your job, it's not like
that. Who loves their job?
I've always loved my job.
What?
I'm not kidding you.
You like being the mayor and everybody blasted you at city council meetings?
Loved it. I'm telling you, why would I run? I could drop out anytime. People just remember some of the...
You and Guy Zima, you like that?
I didn't like him.
I will say this. We enjoyed it. It was good TV, you know?
People
it was
good watch TV.
Shock so really, TV.
You had a built-in lead story.
My brother...
And when you're in the newsroom,
yeah.
You love those built-in lead stories.
My brother told me, he goes, neither of you guys would have been reelected without each other.
Yeah, and good point.
He might be right.
Good point.
Because a lot of people watched our council meetings for the car crash.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They weren't really learning about the new zoning on the east side. I think they cared a little bit about it.
Why do you
but,
think people watched the Daytona 500?
Right.
For the last 5 laps.
Yep.
And that's not even a lie.
Right.
I mean, even the announcers this year, I was really shocked watching it. Because I'm a big Joey Logano fan. So in those kind of races, he always messes up every single time. But anyway, you know, they were saying, okay, folks, we're getting close. You know what we are all expecting to happen.
Yep. And that's the same thing at city council meeting with the guy.
I mean,
the last 10 minutes.
They were predicting
a
major crash over the last 4 or 5 laps. Did you see that? I mean, were you listening to that? It was shocking almost. It's like, wow, everybody knows there's going to be a crash.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to stretch the story a little bit, but ticket prices, the NFL are going up. And people like to see hitting and gladiators. And
you like gladiator movies, Johnny? Airplane.
That's not what I. No, but I'm saying people like that. It's weird that people like to see that. You know, even though we say, "Oh,
well, like
no, that would be terrible."
Like right. Hockey.
So anyway,
although not nearly as many fights as there used to be in the NHL.
Well, that's
I mean, the
all,
one the other day in the final
down.
Fourth or not final four, the whatever that was the most fights I've seen all year.
Well, that's
which
all
is
scaled,
good.
That's all scaled back though. If
that's
you look
what I mean.
At if you look at from 25-30, well, when they changed, was it the red line? When was that? About 25 years ago, they changed the rules of the red line. Everything changed. They did a whole bunch of rule changes then too. But again, you know, you get a. I remember I was working out in Washington D.C., so we went to a Washington Capitals game. This was 20-25 years ago, and the ref got a one timer and shattered his orbital.
Wow.
And everybody was cheering because it was like it was like that crash.
Wow.
Like that crash
it
or
is,
that you know.
Wow. Wow.
I
wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's one sport, not to delve into the world of hockey, but when you look back at the NHL at every level, no helmets, no mouth guards, goalies with no masks.
Yeah, and then they smile, there's one
there's
tooth.
There's like a,
one tooth.
It's incredible. Well, even, you know what's funny? The anniversary of the 1980 Olympics, mm-hmm. you know, gold medal winning thing. And they had all these pictures of the guys, and it's like those guys have really aged too. If you want to know your mortality, look at those guys. But anyway, and there are pictures of them from back then, and they're celebrating. I don't know if any of them had a full set of teeth. And
right.
those were just college guys. They were all missing teeth from that era of
right,
hockey.
Right.
What a rough sport that used to be.
Right. Well, football was too. You look at Deacon Jones. Look at Deacon Jones. He had that head slap.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't even have helmets back. Well, they had helmets, but they weren't helmets.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, they're about like that one I got back here. They're suspension helmets. Right. Yeah. Just a plastic shell and canvas and straps.
If anybody knows anything about, look at some Deacon Jones highlights.
He was amazing. Forrest Gregg used to talk about him.
Yeah, and he would come up and just hit somebody like right at, like hit him on the side of the head. You know, it was crazy.
My point is they are trying to make it safer with equipment instead of throttling back on the hitting. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not, let's just change the game to flag football. Right. You know, then we're not going to have this violence. Right. People, in a weird way,
it's not even a question.
Like to see that, and that goes back to our city council meetings. For some people, not every, some people are really watching it to learn about it, but a lot of people like my
life. Go on some baseball sites for the most popular things. Beanings.
Oh right.
Oh yeah.
Beanings. Oh, and guys charging the mound. That's like the most looked at sites. So you're exactly right. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is. I mean, it's going back to the Romans or the Greeks or whomever. Yeah.
Or just turn on the news the day of a city council meeting, and if there was some kind of controversial thing with Guy Zima.
That's what's on.
You knew what time, you knew that you wanted to tune into the city council meeting, the live
But
the
there
live
used
feed.
To be, there used to be, a, there was a time in TV, I don't know if it was around here as much, but in the bigger cities, there was the thing about, what was it?
If it bleeds, it leads.
That's it.
Yep.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah. We actually, Lisa Hale and I joke about that all the time,
yeah.
You know, because we don't do that kind of news here, but yeah.
Yeah, if it bleeds, it leads. You're exactly right. So, I mean, it's just human nature.
Maybe.
For good or bad.
Right now, dash cams and sporting events, like you were saying, John, right. Where people go nuts or, you know, the ball bounces off the home plate and hits the guy in the, you know, in the whatever.
Yeah,
in I mean, cup. that's the stuff you want to see online.
Coming from a former catcher, that I don't find those funny. Because I'll tell you what, when that happens, you get that short hop right there, and if you're not wearing a cup, it is, because everybody's watching, so you don't want to, like, roll over, like you want to do in a fetal position for about 20 minutes. So you got to fake that and suck it up. That is as painful of a thing as a man.
You were a catcher?
That's why I have fingers like this.
Sally Struthers, also, you got to watch out for her.
Yes, when Sally Struthers knocked me out. You know that story?
You'll have to tell me later.
All right.
Okay, good idea.
It's a true story. It's a true story. Yeah. And I couldn't, and this was in front of a full, like 10,000 people. Hmm. Yeah. Caught me there so bad, it's mind-boggling in a charity softball game. Hmm. I've never been the same.
Yeah. Oh, that explains everything, Jim.
Just throwing that out there. So anyway, we're going to talk again about Cheese Curd Nick. We're talking about these things. And Cheese Curd, we might be including you on a little endeavor we're working on, huh, Jim?
Tomorrow, so this NFL draft, it's going to be big. Right there at the city council meeting last night, the guy from the NFL, and I was telling John, we had a little Zoom meeting with him for something else, and they know what they're doing. I wish more information would be shared. Everybody's
kind of saying
that. I
actually got a phone
call
from a guy involved. He goes, have you heard? It's like, no, but I said, you're about the seventh person that's asked me,
right.
Hey, have you heard? Yeah. It's like,
but
no.
I think some things with the park and rides, where that's going to go, and I think pretty well that it's where people are going to park, right? And I think they're going to be very liberal with parking on front lawns and stuff. So I think people are going to walk, but I think they're going to be, I don't think we need as many park and rides. Anyway. There's a lot of people coming to Green Bay. There just is. And whether it's 275, is it 350, is it 400, I don't know. But there's a lot of people coming to Green Bay. So Johnny and I are working with a company.
Great company.
And they're going to be on tomorrow. Making these short videos. They're not the car crash videos. These are short videos about cool things to do when you're in Green Bay. So we went
unique things, you know, if somebody's coming from Kansas City.
People have never been here before.
Right. Well, so we made a brandy old fashioned yesterday. Oh, John drank them. But you know, there's a sweet sour brandy whiskey, brandy press.
The history of it.
The history.
There's a great history.
It's from Prohibition. That's how it got its name. Because it was an old fashioned, because it tasted like the old fashioned when there was Prohibition. And
And the booze was
The
illegal
tart
booze.
Yeah, it were. Anyway, and then garnishing with olives and cherries. And I put the olive and the cherry on the same stick. Well, you think I put arsenic in the drink? You guys, they had a meltdown.
I said, don't be mixing my olives with my cherries.
So anyway, yeah that was kind of funny too. Mm. Anyway, so that's just a short video. Oh, anyway,
and we're going to have some of it tomorrow, I believe.
And we could do that, and it's going to be fun to go around.
But we were thinking fried cheese curd might be a good topic.
And I would like to go to that Black Otter, which I like, and order that 65-ounce Fred Flintstone steak, you know, that they...
Yeah.
I think that would be a cool...
See if you can eat it?
No, just...
I tried it.
You got to try to eat it.
I tried it.
Todd?
Yeah.
He's got to eat it.
I would say he's got to try.
He's got to try it.
It took me 3 days.
Right.
She's Kurt Nick in the house. Mine of the mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
You can be a hero for kids with cancer, and all it takes is a nice shave. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And you can kick off St. Patrick's Day with the 21st return of Brave the Shave, a St. Baldrick's fundraiser for childhood cancer research. This is a mass display of support and sympathy to those who have no choice in losing their hair during treatment. So you can get involved and shave it all off, or if you prefer to keep your luscious locks and wonderful beards, head to WGBW.fm, click events, and learn where you can donate.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I love these guys. Remember I told you that? Supertramp?
Supertramp.
Oh, yeah.
This is on, I tell you what, when I was running, this
did
stuff
you
makes
go
me
to their concert?
No, I
Breakfast
was.
Breakfast in America.
I
Why
love
did you miss that? You
this.
Talked about that all excited.
You
short.
And I were going to go. And
why didn't we
Matt,
go?
You know, Matt gave us tickets. You know that he was said he's going to. I don't know if he gave them to us, but he said he'd set them aside. I don't know if that means we had to pay for them or not. But anyway, I didn't go. Absolutely love that
Supertramp.
Music.
Yeah. So March 22nd, Supertramp tribute. That band is going to be in Oshkosh, and you're going to be out of town, aren't you?
I am. I
where are they
going
to be? Tough?
At the Grand in Oshkosh.
Whoa. That will be a cool
Okay, you guys
got
to go. Anybody who, and yeah, my brother will be there. We just used to listen to that all the time, and that becomes your kind of workout music. That's just all, every
That's
song
That's your
is,
workout music?
Yes.
Todd, can you back this up here? Just be careful. There's some people back here. Just make sure they, there we go. Coming back, folks. Just back up a little bit. Just get to the side.
So I want Please. You to, I want you to you. Listen to this and Thank think you. Of Jim working out to it.
He's really
hey,
loud.
Hey. Yeah.
All right.
Jim,
you guys
hey, Jim. Jim's at the gym. Jim's at the
I wasn't,
gym.
That's Richard Simmons.
Are
John.
You done?
Jeez.
Hey, Josh.
That was a good workout.
Hey, he's pounding to Super Tramp. Right. Yeah. Super Tramp doing some bench. Throw another 20 pounds on.
love Super. Okay. All right.
I'm feeling the burn. Wow. Super.
I do. I just. Okay, all right.
My next tattoo. I loved working out to Supertramp.
Actually, a great tattoo would be their album cover where the waitress is holding. It looks like the
Breakfast in America.
That
breakfast
yeah,
America.
That's that right. would be a good tattoo.
That would be cool.
Jim, if we paid for it,
we
get one.
Todd, what major prizes Thank do we you, have
though.
Here?
I'm a little light on prizes right now.
We'll get a free order of cheese curds.
Best tattoos for you. For to work, like to show when you're at the gym, best tattoo, you know, to
will,
show
will
off.
Will you throw order like, cheese curds? People, he might give the prize.
People love showing off their
they
tats
do.
At the gym.
They do,
big
at
tight.
The gym. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
So I'd have to wear that shirt that cut off. Yeah, I'd do that. Okay.
What would Jim's bad ash tattoo be to work out in the gym?
Yeah.
And what do you get? What are you going to give him, Nick?
I'll give him a order of cheese curds and then a new brat that's coming out for the draft that we're going to have.
You got
a
new brat coming out?
Yep.
Oh, Pelicans, let's hear about it.
Pelicans, we're going to be calling it the Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's going to have beer, cheese, and caramelized onions in it.
In the brat.
In the brat.
So you slice it and then, what do you mean?
Who's going,
I love that. That sounds really good.
So I'll probably...
I mean, is that built into the brat from them?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So probably the next time I come in, I'll see if we'll have them, and then I'll bring some in.
Tell me about that.
What did our buddy Cody, he was doing the thing a couple of weeks ago behind the Meijer.
Yes.
But he put stuff like, but he sliced his or something. Or cream cheese?
Yeah, he slices them.
They weren't built in, but you know, that's what I thought you were thinking.
No, these are so in the brat.
Okay, first of all, they take up a little bit of room, right? I mean, are the brats larger, or are they less
pork? Well, they're going to be a third-pound brat, yeah.
And they're going to, okay, wow, I want to try that. It's going
to
heat up.
Milton is starting to be a very popular theme.
Now, that I might do, though. I mean.
You know what I had one time that I really liked? I don't know if it's a, not, actually, maybe, well, maybe this might be
one. We're going down a rabbit hole here, I think.
No. Sheboygan, where they've got those double buns, those double brat buns.
Yeah, they're just called Sheboygans.
Sheboygans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what's made there, right outside of, is that Johnsonville? Yeah, that is Johnsonville. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
But Johnsonville's terrible.
Careful.
There, we might be doing a thing there.
All right, I'll be quiet.
No, that place. No, that.
I know who's in the lead.
What, you guys are laughing at me?
Yeah, we're laughing at one of the texts, Jim.
Look at the text.
For your tattoo.
Well, at least in the locker room, they'll see it.
Yeah.
Liberace on his ash.
On his buttocks.
At least it's a buttocks. Okay. Back to brats.
Back to brats.
Are you guys getting together on? Do you have a? I gotta refocus.
No, I think I get one more bell.
That was pretty funny. Do you have a Facebook thing on what we're gonna do for the draft? Is there a network behind the scenes that's going on?
There's nothing that I know of. Obviously, I'm gonna be at Stadium View. I know Stadium View is going to be launching their concert lineup, I think, in 2 days. Basically, you know, all the bands that they're going to have there.
I know the glam band's one of them, which is pretty awesome. Yep. Just think of the exposure they're going to get. I mean, because there's going to be 100% chance there's going to be someone there from every team, right? I mean, so you look at the teams. New York to San Diego, Seattle to Miami.
Have they released anything on the main stage, like in between the things?
But that's going to be, they're going to spend some money on that.
Here's the thing, and I don't know if I touched on this before when we've talked about the draft when I've been in here before, but the NFL has the NFL doesn't want to take away from what's going on in the present time to talk about something in the future time. And in other words, what I'm saying is they're not going to talk about the draft during the season. They're not going to talk about the draft in the playoffs. They're not going to talk about the draft
during the Super Bowl.
During the Super Bowl or the combine. They have their schedule of events. Mm-hmm. So now that the combine is over, now you're going to start seeing more, like daily to every other day, you're going to start seeing this is what's happening, this is what's happening, that's what's happening.
Nobody, to that end. We've talked about this, Jim. Nobody does a better job of scheduling away so they, you know, like we're talking about, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, whereas in sports, you know what I mean?
As soon as the clicks
start, they space their stuff out.
Right.
And it's a year-round gig exactly. The NFL.
So now that
it's
the
not
combine's
just by
done, so the combine was who's the fastest 40-yard run and all. Yeah. So now once those clicks start dropping, then they start.
No, and I think last night was a good example. They came to the city council meeting, the guy from, and said, look, this is what we've got so far. So it's going to really pick up the pace in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, within the next 2 weeks, you're going to have pretty much everything about the draft known.
All right. Cheese Curd Nick in the house. We're also going to talk to a good friend down the road here, Invest in Veterans Week. And we've got a great guest coming up at 8:30, Tony Giese, Heritage Auctions. Back after this. When it's over, so let's say, it'll rain a sunny
day. I know. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down the presidential address with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and see what's ahead for Ukraine. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's congressional address met with rousing applause on the Republican side and stony silence or cries of lies on the Democratic side. ABC's Karen Travers with more from Washington.
The only thing that came close to a bipartisan moment was applause for the family of Corey Comprator, who was killed at the president's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last summer. That was it. It was the only thing that got many Democrats on their feet. Certainly was not policy comments from the president throughout this speech.
The president vowing to continue his swift campaign to reshape the federal government and to radically reform longstanding policies on the economy, immigration, and foreign policy. The IRS is the latest government agency drafting up plans to cut its workforce roughly in half. Israel has once again cut off food, medicine, and other supplies to Gaza. Now that the first phase of the ceasefire has ended, Israel so far delaying moving in to phase two. This is ABC News. A major